St. Patrick, Model for Life in Recovery. Deep pain that results from unfair and unjust treatment by others is the reality of many people. Some of us try to cover up that pain with substances and other destructive addictions. With the memories we choose to carry, it's hard to believe that we could live sober, let alone live well. In the Bible it says, "If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest." From Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. St. Patrick, who is celebrated around the world today, was just a child when he was captured by pirates, taken to Ireland, and sold as a slave to herd and tend sheep. We can only imagine the fear and loneliness he experienced while he was separated from his family and familiar surroundings, and held captive by strangers who only wanted to use him for their own gain. Patrick managed to escape when he was 20 years old and was reunited with his family. However, sometime later he responded to the call of God to return to Ireland and bring the message of God's hope and love to the very people who had used and abused him. Patrick's faith in God helped him rise above his circumstances to live not only in forgiveness, but in a life dedicated to blessing and uplifting others. The Bible says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." From Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. What about you and me? Do we believe God can bring good out of the bad things that have happened to us? Are we willing to allow God to bless others, even our enemies, as we tell our story of God's redeeming love for us? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to learn from St. Patrick's example that your extravagant love is more than enough to overcome the deepest hurts in my life. Help me to let go of resentments and offer forgiveness to others. I want to bless others as you have blessed me. Amen.